In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Was God's grace meant for the church at Corinth? The members were split into factions. Sexual sins were present. Litigation against fellow Christians before the secular courts was frequent. Drunkenness occurred at the celebration of the Lord's Supper. And disbelief concerning the resurrection arose. In short, things got so wild and disorderly in the church at Corinth that everyone wanted to be the expert and do the teaching and make what he pleased of the gospel and the sacrament and faith. Meanwhile, they let the main thing drop, namely, that Christ is our salvation, our righteousness, and our redemption, as if they had long since outgrown it. This truth can never remain intact when people imagine that they are wise and know it all. Thus, the seminary has implemented the teaching of Greek and Hebrew, lest students imagine they are wise and know it all. So what about the Corinthians? The answer is a simple but emphatic yes. The grace of God included also, even especially, the Corinthians. Did Christ die for them? Yes. Their sin has already been answered for. Paul begins the letter to the Corinthians with the gospel. He feeds the good news right into their ears. To the church of God in Corinth, to those sanctified in Christ Jesus and called to be holy, I always thank God for you because of his grace given you in Christ Jesus. We are not holy by what we do. It is the good news of forgiveness in Christ Jesus that creates in us a clean heart and renews a right spirit within us. It is the good news of forgiveness in Christ Jesus that strengthens us in faith toward our Lord and in fervent love toward one another. Paul draws the Corinthians into their new life in Christ. Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it. The body of Christ, the church, is both shepherd and sheep, teacher and hearers, giver of the gifts and receivers of the gifts of our Lord. Without one or the other, there is no body of Christ. There is no church. The Lord places his servant into his office to give out his forgiveness through holy absolution, the holy gospel, holy baptism, and holy communion. Through these, the Lord makes you holy and creates in you a clean heart. Through these gifts, the Lord raises you anew in him and makes you his body, the church. But the Corinthians thought better. They imagined they did not need to receive Christ in his forgiveness. Rather, everyone wanted to be the expert and do the teaching as they deemed best. Paul draws them back to Christ, who makes them the very body of Christ. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? And the answer is no. If all are shepherds, there are no sheep. If all are teachers, there are no hearers. If all are givers of the gifts of our Lord, there are no receivers of those gifts. No gifts received, no body of Christ. The big deal isn't about what we are doing, and look at me. The big deal is about what our Lord is doing through his office with his gifts. I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. Take and eat the body of Christ given for you, the blood of Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. Today we commemorate one of the teachers the Lord has given to his church. Born in 1495, Robert Barnes was one of the first Lutheran martyrs. He was a prior of the Augustinian monastery at Cambridge, England. He converted to Lutheran teaching and proclaimed Lutheran doctrine to King Henry VIII. At first, he was well received, but the climate changed, and in 1540, he was burned at the stake. We rejoice, not in Robert Barnes, for it is not about us. It is not about anyone being inferior or superior. It is about Christ and Him giving us His forgiveness. God has given His church apostles, prophets, teachers, such as Robert Barnes, so that His forgiveness may continue to be given to His people, and thus His body in Corinth and His body in Fort Wayne may continue in service to Him. In the holy name of Jesus, Amen.